Hello again, Parson County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. The rainy, cool days this last weekend's storm brought us were great for cozying up with a good book or two. I've recently finished a couple that feature Native American characters and lore, and both were really good, and both were also by two of my longtime favorite authors. William Kent Krueger sets his Cork O'Connor mysteries in northern Minnesota, and his most endearing character is Henry Malou, an Ojibwe healer. In the most recent installment, Fox Creek, Henry is over 100 years old and sets off on foot with his niece and another woman to evade some really bad characters. Now, I'll admit that I was tense throughout this book, thinking it might be the one where we finally lose Henry. I know he can't live forever, but I really want him to. As old as Henry is, he's also more than prepared to lead a party into the wilderness to escape mercenaries. Dolores is a woman who has come to the Boundary Waters in search of her missing husband and for guidance from Henry. But she's being hunted by some really bad guys. A man as old as Henry shouldn't be able to outwalk these bad guys, especially since they have a skilled tracker with them. But Henry doesn't just use his body to elude the men. Instead, he uses the vast knowledge he's gained over a century of living and tracking. And his niece Rainey is a former nurse and a very capable woman who has learned a great deal from her uncle. Cork, the former sheriff of Tamarack County and Rainey's husband, knows the area of the Boundary Waters too. His father and Henry shared their knowledge with him over the years. Now, he and the brother of the missing man, Dolores' husband, are tracking the men who are tracking Rainey, Dolores, and Henry. And Cork doesn't know why these men want Dolores and her husband. This was another action-packed adventure that I highly recommend, Fox Creek by William Kent Krueger. The second novel I'm recommending today is by Craig Johnson, who created the Walt Longmire series, from which a hit Netflix TV series was created. I love the shows, but I love the books even more. This 18th installment picks up where the last novel, Daughter of the Morning Star, left off. This one finds the good sheriff digging further into the mysteries of the Wandering Without, a mythical, all-knowing spiritual creature that devours souls, according to Native American lore. Walt thinks he might find the answers he's looking for among the ruins of an old Native American boarding school, an institution that was designed to strip Native children of their heritage. He's been haunted by the image of the Fort Pratt Industrial Training School ever since he first saw a faded postcard picturing 100 boys in uniform standing in front of a large, ominous-looking building. But his quest goes terribly wrong after Walt wakes up on a snowy road with no memory of who he is or what he's looking for. As he slowly starts to recall his own life, Walt has to confront the fact that he may be dealing with an adversary unlike any he's ever faced before. This installment is spookier than any of the past Longmire stories, but it does not disappoint. As I've said about all of Craig Johnson's books, this one was Burn the Biscuits Good. If you don't know what I mean by that, it came from my mother, an avid reader, who would sometimes get so wrapped up in a book that she forgot to check the pan of biscuits she cooked every day. She would say, "That book was so good, I burned the biscuits." And Hell and Back by Craig Johnson is definitely Burn the Biscuits Good. Before I go, remember that the Friends of the Parson County Public Library will hold our fall book sale October 13th, 14th, and 15th. October 13th is for friends only from 1 to 5. You can join the friends at the sale that day. October 14th from 1 to 5, and Saturday, October 15th from 10 to 1 are for the general public. I hope to see you all there. As always, thank you for listening and happy reading.